Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is Erica calling in from Family First, calling for Douglas.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Hi, yes, I just spoke to Aquila. She stated that you would be her caregiver for home care services.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, perfect. So she's interested in transferring over to our home care agency.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted us to give you a call so we can start onboarding you as the caregiver with our agency.
And my thing is this, I got to talk to her because I don't know how many hours she got.
So you're still trying to figure out how many hours she has?
She was approved for more hours, but she never received them.
Okay, so I'm going to get in contact with the service coordinator from Keystone to see how many hours were approved, and I'll keep you updated. In the meantime, do you want me to send over the requirements that we need from you?
I mean, what requirements? Because I already took my TB shot and blood test.
Okay, so that's perfect. So all you would have to do is just send us a copy of your most recent TB testing, and then
last week I don't know how to get it. Go about that. I don't know where to get it from. I took it at LabCorp.
You took it at LabCorp?
Yes, through the agency she's with. This was like I'm gonna say like 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so I'm gonna speak with my supervisor to see how we can obtain the document from LabCorp. I believe we can just call to get your report because it's under your name. Even though the other agency paid for it, it's still under you. Those are your medical records that you can get access of.
Okay.
Other than that,
what's the starting rate for this one?
So the rate is based off the amount of hours that are approved. So right now, what is your current pay rate?
So well, but her, she has it. My pay rate is 15, and this is our problem with the Medicare. First of all, it's 15. She gets 4 hours a day, and on Saturdays or Sundays, one of them days, she gets 5 hours. That doesn't make sense. She's very sick, and the doctor just approved her. Supposedly, 2 weeks ago when she was to the hospital, and the doctor called her, he said he approved her of having additional, 6 hours or 9 hours. But they're not saying nothing. This home health agency that she's with right now is so difficult. And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm with another agency as well. I got another agency that I work with. I don't have no problems. This agency that she's getting, I don't know what's going on, but they are problems. Like, I can't get my hours fixed on time. They telling me to put certain stuff that I wasn't aware of at first. So it's becoming a problem for a lot of these different agencies. I'm with Tempest Unlimited with my father. So now she wants me to sign it. It's only 4 hours, and she asked them because she had so many issues to give her more hours because not only does she need more hours, but at the end of the day, I'm working for nothing because it's only $200 and some every Friday.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to get in contact with the service coordinator to see what's going on regarding her hours. However, I also am going to try to see if we can give you 16 an hour instead of 15, okay?
All right.
And I'll keep you updated, and I'll get back to you, okay?
And I'm sorry, ma'am, but can you make sure that she's aware that the doctor did approve her of hours? I'm aware of that as well. And also, can you please call Aquila back to make sure she's aware and let them, the health, because she actually speak to her her worker, too, and their worker never came. It's been almost a month. So it's a lot going on that I don't understand.
Okay.
So if you can speak to her, Aquila, about this, that'd be understandable. And you could hit me up at any time. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. I will. I'll give her a call. I'll keep both of you guys updated, okay?
All right, and this is Family First?
Yes.
All right.
All righty. Thank you. You have a great one.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.